You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, Coach, your decision to move and bench Zach and come in with Strebler?
You know what? It was more of a, we're just trying to get the run game going. And Strev had a couple of explosive plays, and one of those one thing led to another. He gave us a spark, and we just wanted to keep it going. So, it was meant to be a change up initially.
So it wasn't based on Zach's performance, Robert?
No, it was. We're trying to change up to get the run game going. Obviously, I know Zach was struggling, but Strebler came in. He ran a couple of plays, sparked the offense, got the explosive play, and so it just snowballed in a good way for Strev. So we just wanted to give him an opportunity to try to finish that drive. By the time we got it back, again, same thing. We just said, we're already here. Let's keep going with Strev.
Where do you think Zach's struggles were rooted in tonight? Just what some of the things he was dealing with?
There's a lot of things. I mean, one, couldn't get the run game going again. Protection wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. Obviously, there was a couple of missed throws. It was collective coaching all the way down.
Robert, have you seen a different quarterback since he came back from his absence? You said you wanted to work on his fundamentals, kind of take that system reset or system reboot, I think you termed it. Did you see it as something that was beneficial these last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I feel like he has gotten better, but obviously we got to go show it on the football field. But again, it's a collective thing. Starts with coaching, but either way, it wasn't close to good enough today.
Did you consider pulling him at halftime, Robert?
Say it again.
Did you consider pulling him at halftime?
No, I wasn't considering pulling him at halftime. The intent was to just kind of spark the run game. It was still a two-score game. Spark the run game, get that thing going. We came into the game, especially with the weather, with the weather forecast, ended up being a great day. But of a package of plays for Strev to just try to utilize the run game in the event that it really got out of hand with the weather. And with that package, we moved right down the field, had him on their heels. Obviously, we didn't finish the drive, but he sparked the offense, so we just wanted to keep it going.
Robert, but then you stuck with him in obvious passing situations on the couple ensuing drives.
Same thing. Strev runs around and he makes plays. Again, protection wasn't great for him either, but he was just able to slide and get out of the pocket and create some stuff off schedule and move the chains. Obviously, by the time he got into those two-minute situations, I think there was 3 minutes left. So,
Robert, your defense has obviously been a strength all year. How difficult was that 96-yard drive? How debilitating was that?
Yeah. That whole first half in all three phases, we just couldn't get into a rhythm. It's unlike us. That big 96, the 17 play drive, whatever it was, took up a whole lot of time. Had the offense sitting on the bench. We couldn't get first downs. We couldn't get off the field. Thought defense responded in the second half. Again, gave up one touchdown on the day, but it still wasn't nearly good enough as a whole. For what we feel like is our standard.
What did you feel,
Zach, after that? Because obviously it wasn't a good night for him results-wise, and hearing from the crowd.
Same thing. Just keep your head up. He's got to keep working. We haven't seen the last of him, but right now he just got to focus on finding ways to get better. We got to find ways to help him. We got to find ways to protect better. We got to find ways to run better. We've got to find better ways to call the game better. We've got to do a lot. It's not just him. It's a collective whole. We've all got to find ways to get better.
Are you worried at all about what this might do for his confidence? I know your reasons for taking him out, but the optics of him getting taken out of it.
No, I got you. I got you. And it's confidence is a big thing, and I think. you know, as a man, you're going to have adversity. As a human, you're going to have adversity in your life. You're going to have the ups and downs, and obviously he's in it right now. And it's, you know, Zach's the type of kid that's going to work his tail off. He's going to keep his head down, and he's going to find ways to continue to improve. Obviously, you'd be remiss if you didn't try to acknowledge the fact that there's a confidence thing there, because when people are confident, they can conquer the world. And you know, it's just something that we got to help them with too. And again, it starts with coaching from all of it. So
if Mike is healthy a week from Sunday, what do you do?
I'm not prepared for any of that. There's a lot of medical stuff that we got to get figured out, and let this weekend kind of just go, and we'll see it all on Monday.
Robert, how do you...
When you did replace Zach with Mike White and now with Strebler, it does seem like the team has played with more energy with those quarterbacks and provided the spark. Why do you think that is? Why do you think maybe the same energy isn't there when Zach's playing?
I don't know if it's the same energy. I just... I don't have an answer for that one.
Robert, you've lost four in a row, 7 and 8. How do you feel right now about the big picture here and the chances of this team making the postseason?
It's not about playoffs right now. It's not. Yeah, we played four consecutive teams that are in the hunt for the playoffs, and we battled three of them, and just really disappointed about this showing today. But right now, it's not about playoffs. It's getting off this mat and trying to freaking find a way to put together a football game.
Robert, you said you feel like Zach is getting better, but this is a kid who was drafted second overall. Your starter last year, he's now into year two. You've had to bench him or make a change at quarterback two times this year. It seems like the other quarterbacks that you have thrown out there, going back to last year with Josh when he was here, and Joe, and now Mike this year, and Strebler, your offense seems to function better with other quarterbacks as opposed to Zach. Why is that?
Those are things we got to look at. To stand up here and give you that answer, I don't have that answer. There's a lot of stuff that we got to talk about, but you know, it's I don't know. I don't have that answer right now.
Robert, I know it's early in the game there, but Quinnen seemed to give you the perfect start to the night. Can you talk about getting him back and what your thoughts are after that first defensive series?
Yeah, great first. Yeah, for sure. Generated 3 points off it. Got the takeaway, which we haven't been able to get for a while. Thought we were about to open the floodgates and get a heck of a lot of them, but Quinnen's one of the top five players in all of football, and on defense, and whenever you get a chance to get a guy like that back, he's going to affect the game.
Robert, what did you see from your offensive line tonight? I think your running backs had 11 yards rushing. You know, you take all the quarterback runs out of it.
No, just it's not good enough right now at all.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.